You're in Judges 18. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs 24. Verse 30 says, I went by the field of the slothful. Now listen to that statement. I went by the field of the slothful. Now, does anybody here own a field? Well, apparently the slothful guy does. So is he lacking resources? He has a field. Now, how he obtained it? I don't know, maybe an inheritance, who knows? Maybe he bought it. But that really doesn't matter. He says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. So even though he's given a field where he can grow crops, he can get his resources, he can grow food, he can do so much, it was just all grown over with thorns. What was he doing? He was a bad steward of the resources that was given to him. Right. So don't think, well, if I had that much money, or if I had that car, or if I had that house, or if I had X, Y, and Z, I'd be able to just excel beyond. No, if you're not excelling with what you have now, you would not excel then either. Amen. That's just the bottom line, okay? Look at Judges 18, verse 7. Judges 18, verse 7 says, then the five men departed and came to Laish and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure, and there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren, to Zorah and to Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, what say ye? And they said, arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. Are ye still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. So what's going on here? Well, the tribe of Dan is still looking for their inheritance to possess. Okay? And they come across this land that doesn't have any magistrates. The people are kind of like hippies. They're just kind of dwelling carelessly. You know, they're flower. They got the flower power going on over here. And they have no business with any man. So they're like, dude, this is ripe for the taking. The only way you're not going to be able to take the city is if you're just being slothful. Because it's so easy to just go in there, just destroy them, kick their butts, and take their land. And take the inheritance that belongs to you. This is why he says, why are you still? Like, what are you still doing here? Why are we even talking about this? You should have been gone a long time ago. This is easy. But you know what? Lazy people can't even do the easy things. They can't even do the easy things. It says, it is very good, are ye still, be not slothful to go and to enter and to possess the land. When ye go, ye shall come to a people secure and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. So basically, he's saying, it's so easy, God's already given it to you, all you have to do is actually go in there and take it. Only a lazy, slothful, sluggard bum would not be able to accomplish something like that. And let it not be said of us as Christians that we can't even do the easy things in the Christian life.
Right.
You know what are the hard things? Persecution's hard.
Right?
Being slandered and persecuted and our lives being threatened, that's kind of hard. You know what's easy? Coming to church.
Right.
No, it's hard. No, it's easy. You just have to sit there and listen to me scream at you for an entire hour. That's actually really easy. And you get to sit. All you have to do is sit down. I mean, the chairs are cushiony.
Amen.
We give you coffee beforehand. They give you smoked turkey to get your brain some protein. Right? And when it's hot, we can throw on the AC for you. When it gets too cold, we can turn it off. I mean, the conditions are just like perfect.
Right.
Is that really hard? Is coming to church really that difficult? No, it's actually one of the easiest things to do in the Christian life. The hard thing for some people is just to get out of bed.
Right?
The hard thing is just to get ready. But once you're here, it's easy. Look, you don't even have to sing that good in church.
Right. Amen.
Right? You just kind of try to blend in with everyone else. You know, if you hit a bad note, then just look to the person to the left of you as if they're the ones who sang the bad note. Like, dang. It's easy.
Right.